You believe that, don't you?
Amen.
There's never been a time when I've turned to Jesus that he hasn't been there. Never been a time. Never been a time when I've called upon his name and he wasn't there. And in the world that we live in today, we need to understand that when you turn your eyes upon Jesus, when you call out his name, when you have that prayer and you ask it in the name of Jesus, he will be there for you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Well, speaking of doctors, I went back to my doctor and had my blood work for 3 months. And my sugar is the best that it's been in 4 years. Yeah. Cholesterol was in the normal range. The brain wave was in the normal wave.
Are you sure?
What about the venous?
Venous was normal. But here's what's most exciting. I haven't had a chance to get together with some of my nurses here. But my kidney function is staying stable.
Amen.
So, I believe in the power of prayer. And I know that a lot of you have been praying. We've got a lot of people that are sick. We've got a lot of people that are getting better. We've got a lot of people that have been sick and are getting better. And it's all because of prayer.
Amen.
Now, in this series that I'm preaching on how to be a better witness for Jesus, understanding when I talk about this series, everybody here who is a child of God, who's accepted Jesus, and who is a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, is a witness. Now, what you witness for and to can be different things. But everyone here is a witness. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, you're an evangelist, that you're a preacher, that you're a Sunday school teacher, that you go out on visitation every week, but it means that you are a witness. How you live, how you walk, where you go, how you talk is a witness for Jesus no matter where you're at, even if you're in your own property, in your own house. You should be and can be a witness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everybody understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, Satan doesn't want you to be a witness. He'd rather have you frustrated, angry, depressed. That's not a great witness for Jesus. So he would try and do everything he can to get you in that frame of mind. But we serve something greater than Satan. What's inside me is greater than anything that Satan can do. And everybody said,
amen.
You believe that? Give the Lord a hand of applause, huh? Exactly right. All right, let's take a look at how Paul answers some questions for us about witnessing. Brother Larry, I'm ready whenever you are, sir. All right, let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse. Paul, as he writes here, he says, beginning in verse 18, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's a fancy way of just saying what we need to do for each other is pray for each other every day, all the time. You need prayer every day. Anybody here doesn't need prayer? Sure you need prayer. You need it every day. But you also need to be praying every day. We've got testimonies of people in here who are here today because somebody prayed for them.
Amen.
People who've been sick, people who've been lost, people who've been depressed, people who've been angry, they're here today because somebody invited them, witnessed to them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Witness begins with prayer. Before I get up every day and start my day, because I never know what I'm going to face. I never know whether I'm at home or whether I'm at work. I don't know what I'm going to face. You don't either, do you? If you're married, you don't know what you're going to face, do you?
Say
amen. And then write this motto. See what I'm talking about? You never know when you go to your neighbor next door what you're going to see. Do you? How many of you have good neighbors? On to get the end there. Carl, you want to raise your hand or you don't give a damn?
That's good neighbors, Steve.
Good, yes, good neighbors, that's what I said. Now you'll pay for that. When you go to work, you never know what you're going to face, do you?
No.
When you go to school, you never know what you're going to face. When you get up, you never know what you're going to face. When the phone rings, you never know what's going to be on the other side. You never know what's going to happen. We need to be praying for each other every day. Every day. Each other. That's what it's about. Not only pray for our health, but pray that we can be a good witness. It says, prayer what? What's that word say?
Always.
Always. Every day. Every moment. Everybody here needs prayer. I need for you to pray for me every day. Every day, please. I try to pray for each and every one of you every day. Because Satan is in an all-time frenzy of trying to tear people's lives up. He's trying to tear your life up even when you don't even know it. He don't want you in church. He don't want you witnessing. He don't want you happy. He wants you tore up. He wants you miserable. He wants you now. He wants to knock you completely out. Again, we serve something that's greater than Satan. What's inside me is greater than Satan. What's inside of you, if Jesus is inside of you, is greater than Satan. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. And for me, Paul says, the utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. He says, I'm always praying, so I want you to always pray for me. That I may be able to speak boldly, to make known. The mystery of the gospel is simply a New Testament way of saying that I can tell people about Jesus. Boldly. Let me tell you something. To live for Jesus, listen to me very closely. To live for Jesus in the day and age we live takes a lot of boldness. Because I mean people don't like it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want you to talk about it. They don't want you to talk about the church. They don't want you to talk about anything to do with Christianity whatsoever. Even our own government don't even really like that anymore. I mean, that's just the world we live in today. That's why I know Jesus is coming soon, because anybody wants, you can't even say the name of Jesus. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Here we preach, teach that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah. This property's paid for. We'll do whatever we want to do here. This is God's house. But folks, it really takes boldness out here in the world that we live in today. It's not that you're not, you know, that you go around and all you're doing is saying Jesus, 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 and all of that. I mean, I'm not talking about anybody being fanatic. I'm just talking about you living your life for Jesus. Being kind to people. Walking around, smiling. And when the opportunity arises, and it can, and it will, that you can say, hey, I'm who I am today because of Jesus. I was a mess. I was a mess a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Last week.
Last week. That's right. 15 minutes ago, I was a mess. But because of what's inside of me, because of what's inside of me, Jesus has changed me. And people will see that if you live it. You don't have to have the biggest Bible on the planet or wear the biggest cross. They're going to see it. They're going to see it. They're going to realize something's different in you if Jesus is in you. And you don't have to know the Bible from cover to cover. Because it's not what you know, it's how you live. Because people see that. People see that. They understand that. So that boldly I can do that. And when the opportunity arises, and it will, that I can open boldly and tell them why I am the way I am today. And why am I the way I am today? It's because of Jesus. Nothing else. I'm a sinner, saved by grace.
Amen.
My great sinner, saved by grace. You are a great sinner, saved by grace if you know Jesus Christ. And you need to not be ashamed of that. You don't need to be ashamed of that. Doesn't mean you have to scream it from the mountaintop, but when the opportunity comes, never be ashamed of who you are, what you are, where you come from, and where you are today. God, the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him a hell of a applause. All right, Delaney. For which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. We all know that Paul, in the latter part of his life, was locked up because of preaching the gospel. It didn't stop him. Some of the greatest things he did from prison. Some of the greatest things in God's word while he was in bonds, while he was in prison. And here is the deal. You don't have to go into prison to be a great minister for the Lord, because in some way Satan tries to imprison us every day. Amen. He really does. He tries to bring up your past every day. He tries to tell you you're no good. You're no good. Jesus can't love you with all the sin, what you've said, what you've done, who you think you are. Quit trying to walk around acting like you're religious. You're nothing. You're nothing. The world tells you, you're nothing. But I believe this with all my heart. If you turn nothing over to Jesus, he'll take nothing and make it everything for his gospel. You'll want to have a part in that. The Lord Paul called himself the chief sinner. I mean, this was a killer. He hated Jesus, what he stood for. Hated the gospel. Set out in life to destroy it until Jesus met him face to face. Let me tell you something. When you meet Jesus face to face, you're going to make a decision. In some ways, some of you are meeting him face to face right now. He's right here. His spirit is right here. And when you come face to face with Jesus, the choice is yours. Do you hug him or do you ignore him? There's a choice you've got to make. Do you want something to do with Jesus, or do you want nothing to do with Jesus? You're going to make that choice. And how you make that choice is going to determine what eternity is going to be like for you. I'm hoping that you make the choice to hug him, to invite him into your life. And then once you see the change that he makes, it's not that you get a witness. You will be a witness for him on how you live, how you act, where you go, what you do, what you say. You will be, because you will be an ambassador. An ambassador is just simply someone who represents. We're not Jesus, but we represent Jesus. How do we do that? We just simply share what he's done for you, what he's done for me. And everybody's different. Everybody comes from a totally different background. Comes from, and there is such a diversity of people and talent and looks and past and everything else in just this small group. I mean, it's just diversity that you cannot believe. Okay? But I don't care how diverse we come from. When we all come together for the same thing of Jesus Christ, we become a church. We become one in the name of Jesus. I don't care what your color, I don't care what your gender. I don't care what you pass. I don't care whether you're rich or whether you're poor. Jesus loves you and can change you, and he will do that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, little Larry, here we go. Love this. Study the last. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, writing about him the word of truth. Study. Study. Study Jesus. Study Jesus. Study God's word. Read it daily. Study it. Be involved with it. Understand why. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study because if you approve what God does, you love what God does, you love the fact that he allowed his son to be a sacrifice for you, You've approved that, then he's going to approve you. That's how it works. When we accept Jesus, Jesus accepts us. No matter what we do, where we come from, what we've done, it doesn't make any difference. And then we are to study. Study. Study comes a lot of different ways. Now, when I was in school, I studied. Oh, I studied, all right. I studied. I studied how I could get out of things. That's how I studied.
There you go.
Now, when I got the Bible school years and years and years ago, I really truly understood what this verse meant. Because for the first time in my life, I wanted to learn. And I dove into Boys Bible School, Southern Seminary. And this, I looked at every day. This verse. This was my mind. I wanted to study because I wanted God to approve me, to use my life for something. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Because if I'm not studying, it shows that I'm ashamed. When you're saying to something or someone, you don't want anything to do with it. You don't want anybody to know that you're friends with someone you're saying about. You don't want them to know you're, sometimes even that way, even family. Well, I don't want them to know I'm related. I mean, not this family. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want anybody to know that he's my brother, she's my sister, or that's my child, or that's my father, or that's my brother. Because I'm ashamed of what they do, how they live, what's going on. Well, let me tell you this. Don't ever be ashamed of God.
Amen.
Don't ever be ashamed of his son. Because let me tell you something. Jesus died in a public way for you. He wasn't ashamed of you. He went all the way for you so that you could have life eternal. This is why we study. This is why we look at his word. This is why we want to be better. This is why we want to witness for him. It's because Jesus died for me. Laid down his life freely so that I can have life eternal. I never want to be ashamed of the fact that I am a Christian. And I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the government says. I am a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. And nobody
Amen.
Will shut me up.
Amen. Amen.
Now, this last phrase is pretty neat. Rushing the body is the word of truth. When I take what? It's the Bible, isn't it? When it says here, rightly dividing the word of truth, if I sit here and I read this, which I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it. But if I sit here and I'm reading this to do this, part of what I am to do is to teach this. This is what it is. Any preacher that gets before you and doesn't put scripture on the screen or doesn't read you scripture, something's wrong with them. Because this is all preachers are supposed to be doing. Evangelists are supposed to be doing. We don't take it out of a book. We take it out of the Bible. This is what this is about. So if I'm rightly dividing the word of truth, what I'm doing is I'm telling you, this is the truth, here's what it says, here's what it means. So if I'm a preacher, or I'm an evangelist, or whoever I am, if I am studying God's word, this is why it's important to study this book. Because as I study it, then I can proclaim what it says. So that once you accept Jesus Christ, you can begin to study it. And then as you study it, as you witness, you are rightly dividing the word of truth. Which means, when they come to you with a question, you'll be able to take them to the Bible. You know it. See, how can I tell you the truth if I don't know the truth first? With me so far? This is how I know the truth. This is what? Jesus said, I am what? The way? What? The truth and the life. That's what this means. It comes from the Bible. It comes from what he says. This is what we are to witness. This is where we take our life from. And this only, this is the book, this is the Bible, this is the way of life. This is what it means to rightly divide the word of truth, which means I know it, and as I witness to you, and as I know God's word, I can take you through God's word and show you how much Jesus loves you. That's what this means. You can't teach the Bible till you know the Bible. You can't do it until you study it. There should never be a day that goes by that this book is not open. I'm telling you. Take time. Get a translation that you like. Whatever you need to do. find a way, take a moment, take time. This is your lifeline. Lord, have a pause. All right, Brother Larry, our last verse. What is it saying? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I have people a lot of times tell me, you know, I don't understand the Bible, so I don't read it. That's one of the worst excuses I've ever heard.
Amen.
There are so many different translations out today. Find one that you can understand. Now, here is the key to understanding God's Word. I've said this, don't tell, over 26 years, soon to be 26 years here, that I've said this, I don't know how many times, maybe 1,000 times. You're never going to understand God's Word until when you pick up that Bible, you do the first thing before you start reading it and studying, and that's to pray. It's not a book that you pick up. It's not the current journal that you pick up and you read. This is God's Holy Word. You say, God, speak to me through your Word. I have a desire. I want to learn this. I want to see it. I want it to come alive on the page. And whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, help me to understand so that I can rightly divide the Word of truth. And so that I can witness. For with God, nothing is going to be impossible. And I promise you, if you pray before you read, if you think it's impossible to understand God's Word, no, it's not. You pray and ask God to open it up. And I don't care what it is or where it is, God's Word will come alive and speak to you and change your life.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how precious, how wonderful your Spirit is in this place. Father, may we truly be a witness for you. The Father, Satan will try to discourage us, defeat us, knock us out. But he's not going to do it. Because what's inside of me is bigger than Satan. Not that I'm bigger than Satan. Oh no, Satan can whip me. But Jesus is inside of me. More powerful than Satan ever thought about me. Father, if there be one here today that is lost, may they understand today is the day of salvation. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, what you've said. Today is the day of salvation. And all you have to say is come to me and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And when you do that, the change takes place. Jesus comes into your life. And you become a new creation, a new creature, because God's wonderful, amazing grace comes into your life. Maybe you're here today and something's got you discouraged, something's got you worried. This altar is a wonderful place to come and pray. We're going to invite you to do that. Maybe you're looking for a good church home, and oh, how we would love to have you here at Cove Baptist Church. But most of all, if you don't know Jesus today, if you're watching by internet today, I don't care where you're at, day or night, all you've got to do is invite Jesus into your life. Bow your head wherever you're at and just say, Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my past. I want to be a child of a king. The choice is yours. The decision is yours. When you come, Father, bless these moments. We thank you for it. We thank you. We praise you. Jesus, precious holy name, we praise. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are open. Would you come in the name of Jesus?